HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. You are listening to Mint Evening Market Wrap. Let's take you through all the action in stock markets today. Markets snapped a four-day gaining streak on Thursday, dragged by weak global cues. Indian markets joined other equities in Asia-Pacific region in a sell-off, extending a global slump after US Federal Reserve's meeting minutes pointed to a faster-than-expected rise in interest rates due to concerns about persistent inflation. Worries about higher US rates combined with growing concerns about the rapid spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant weighed on sentiments as there are already partial restrictions on mobility in India. The BSE Sensex ended at 59,602, slipping 621 points or 1%. The Nifty was at 17,746, down 179 points or 1%. Telecom Index gained the most while Realty and IT fell. IndusInd Bank, Bharti Airtel, Maruti, Bajaj Finance and Titan were top gainers in the Sensex. Among laggards were Tech Mahindra, Ultratech Cement, Reliance Industries, HCL Tech and HDFC. Reliance Industries said it has raised $4 billion or around Rs 30,000 crore in debt through the largest ever foreign currency bond issuance by an Indian entity. The issue was nearly three times oversubscribed with a peak order book aggregating around $11.5 billion, the company said in a statement. This is the largest ever foreign currency bond transaction in India, more than ONGC Videsh's $2.2 billion bonds issuance of 2014. Titan Company on Thursday said it has witnessed strong demand across its consumer business and clocked 36% growth for the quarter ending December 2020 over the festive quarter last year. Segment-wise, buoyancy in jewellery demand, driven by festive purchases in October and November, helped the division achieve revenue uplift for the quarter, rising 37%. Moving on to global markets, shares in Asia-Pacific declined on Thursday following losses overnight that saw the Dow Jones notching its first decline of 2022. In Japan, the Nikkei slipped 2.8% while the Topix Index dipped 2%. South Korea's Kospi fell 1%. Elsewhere, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index reversed earlier losses and closed 0.7% higher. Minutes from the US Federal Reserve's December meeting, released on Wednesday, showed officials are ready to aggressively dial back policy help. In other asset class news, oil prices were lower in afternoon of Asian trading hours, with international benchmark Brent crude futures slipping 0.2% to $80.62 per barrel. That's all for now. I'll be back with market updates tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.